Wham! Talk 1600. You're catching the drift. Conservative talk. Intelligent conversations on local, state, and national issues with Gary Wellings, chief editor of the Current newspaper and Current Online. Join in the conversation at 734-822-1600. And now, your host, Gary Wellings.
Hey, and good Saturday afternoon. Thanks for tuning in to Catch Our Drift. Joining me in studio, Ipsy Ed Bundrick.
Hey, man.
How you doing?
I'm good. You?
Yeah, I'm looking at that cut in your head, dude.
Yeah, it was a close shave. A really close shave. Yeah.
You better watch those robots.
Yeah, I know.
All right, and also joining us in studio, Susan Ayani. Right? Did I pronounce that right?
Ayani, like you get an Annie up in a poker game.
Yeah.
Is that Yanny or Laurel?
I know. That was Laurel to me when I heard that.
It was not Susan Ayani.
Yeah.
Okay. I heard Yanni, so I don't.
Yeah, and I'm not sure what the difference was, but yeah, I heard Laurel.
Yeah, that was kind of a strange thing. I love those little quirky things mm-hmm. that come off the internet like that, but it happens. So, well, what we do on The Drift every Saturday is go over the news that I put on thedailydrift.com, and if you're not going there, you should. It's
the news you need to know.
Thank you very much. I put a lot of work and effort into you getting information you don't find in the mainstream media. So please go to thedailydrift.com. That's www.thedailydrift.com. Okay, so Susan, we're going to start with you.
Okay.
We are going to step away from the politics of the week for just a few minutes here.
Great.
We're going to talk about what you got going on up in Northfield Township, Whitmore Lake, in mm-hmm. parentheses there. Mm-hmm. You and your husband mm-hmm. and son.
And our son.
Bought what was Rolling Meadows. Golf course,
yes,
right?
Yes.
And it still is.
It still
right?
is.
So tell
correct.
Us a little bit about how that. I love the story. I want you to relate the story of how you guys decided to buy it.
It's a, you know, we happen to live on the golf course. We've lived there for 20 years. We built a house on the second tee.
Oh, you weren't homeless then.
And but you know, for us to. And I'm not a golfer, but my husband and children are. And so for us to get to the golf course, we had to, you know, drive down North Territorial Road. We couldn't, you know, go through the backyard or the fence. And it was just always a dream of the families. It's like, boy, someday we'd like to have this golf course. And it was family-owned. The Felix family had built it, and it opened in 1978. And they had run it for years. And then when Tony Felix passed away in 2002, the kids took it over. And I think just got tired. You know, you've been doing something for so long. And
it's a lot of work.
It's a lot of work. And it's not real rewarding, you know, it's, you know, for a lot of work. And at that time, our son was at U of M, and he was taking this entrepreneurial class. And he had always worked at the golf course since he was 16, summer, you know, vacations and stuff. And he comes home, and he says, Mom, Dad, he says, you should buy that golf course now. It fits all the criteria in my course I'm taking. It's underperforming. They don't want to do it anymore. I think they were trying to sell it to developers, and so him and my husband went over there and talked to one of the kids, the five kids that inherited it, and she said, great timing. You know, we're done. We're tired. And, you know, it was kind of like that movie, We Bought a Zoo.
Yeah.
You know, it's, we should do one. We bought a golf course because it needed a tremendous amount of work. We did not have a liquor license, so that was the first thing we needed to do.
Wow.
And we got the liquor license, and, you know, then we got the commercial kitchen license and put in a kitchen, and the course needed to be pretty, needed a lot of work. It needed a lot of fertilization. Bunkers all needed to be rebuilt, trees cut down, you know, irrigation fixed, just both inside and out. But the gem that I liked personally, because like I said, I'm not a golfer, so my husband and son take care of all that part. I like the barn. There was this barn that was the clubhouse. And as we started to clean it up, because it had bats in the attic, it's a true story, and there was a drop ceiling. So we called a bat company to come out and get rid of the bats. And, you know, they had made a home there for a long time. So when the bat company came out to get rid of the bats, they said, you got to rip out all your drywall, your drop ceiling. Oh. Everything's got to go.
Guano.
I'm telling you.
Guano.
So, I mean,
El guano.
Yeah,
I mean, we really had put a lot of time, money, and effort into gutting the whole barn and uncovered this beautiful 1860 barn. It built in 1860, Sutton Barn. And when we did all this, you know, taking out all the drywall and enzyming the thing and cleaning it up. It just exposed this beautiful 1860 barn, and it was just beautiful. And then the lower level, which were the horse stables, we cleaned all that out, and it exposed, again, just beautiful stone and beautiful trees, tongue and groove, how they had built the barn in the 1860s. So we spent 4 years restoring it. Wow. This is our fourth season, and now it's ready. And it is a beautiful, rustic venue for weddings, retirement parties. We're doing a rehearsal dinner in June, a big rehearsal dinner. And we just did a 30th wedding anniversary a few weeks ago. So
that's a place to have a memorable event.
It's a place,
then.
You know what, and that's what, when I tour people, and we just started marketing it this season, because again, it took, like I said, this is our fourth season, it took 3 years to do the restoration on the barn. But when I tour people, you know, I tell them, I says, you know, you can do a anniversary party, birthday party at any restaurant you want, and people will never remember where you were. Mm-hmm. But when you do an event at Sutton Barn, people will never forget Sutton Barn, because it's so unique, it's so cool, it's so rustic, and it's original. When we had to put in a beam in the lower level to support it, and you know, my son drove up north to get one from a barn. You know, we restored it with the original barn wood and barn.
And it is beautiful. The little bar,
the bar is all.
I've said it on the show many times. It's like being up north. Right. Mm-hmm. I mean, instead of driving 4 hours to a place in Gaylord or something to have a little drink, this is like right there.
Yeah.
And it's 15 minutes down the road for most of us.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And
so it's right there on Sutton Road, off of North Territorial. Yeah. Easy to get to, easy to find, and just a really cool atmosphere. Yeah. So,
awesome. Some of the things they told me we couldn't do, you know, because it's a barn, we were able to do. We got air conditioning put in it. You know, we have TVs put in it. You know, we had to use satellites because it's hard to get cable out there. So, you know, all the things that we found as an obstacle, we're able to overcome. And the course, too, that's the thing I hear when people, the golfers, I ask them, what do you like about the course? Because they love it. And they say it's like being up north because there's no houses. You know, ours is on the second tee, but you can't even see it. It's so far away. You know, there's no houses. There's no road noise. There's lots of nature. There's lots of animals. And they feel like they're up north, yet you're in, you know, Whitmore Lake, Ann Arbor.
Yeah, that's the one thing about Whitmore Lake being undeveloped, thanks to a series of boards up there that are dragging their feet on developing, and some people that are like, shut the door behind me. They don't want to see any development at all. But it's good in this instance because it was left intact, a great little golf course, a great little bar, a great little event setting. And we were talking before the show, you know, 2018's here, election's here. What happened to our tea party? Where's all our tea party people? It's time maybe to start having, if you're inclined to talk politics, head out to Rolling Meadows golf course.
Let's pick a night a week
and start talking up how we can get involved to make 2018 election a red wave.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So you tea party guys that are out there, time to get your motivation back, start meeting once a week, and head to your guys' place.
Sure, we'd love it.
Yeah,
and we have a nice, you know, little menu and good cold beer.
Well, we'll see. Maybe we can get a little radio personalities here from the station to come down and help
out
a little bit, too. So maybe it's something to think about. This has been in the back of my head for a while. What happened to the tea party? Why aren't we meeting more often? Like you do at Big Sky Diner.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You guys still do.
And I've heard Theron say the same thing. Where's the tea party? Where's the tea party?
Yeah.
You know,
it's probably time to get back. Well, so great. So maybe what we'll have to do, Ed and I will talk after the show, and maybe we'll start getting a meeting one day a week down at your place.
Yeah, we would love to host and participate and would love to have people come out and see what we've got to offer for the community.
Yeah, and contrary to public opinion, conservatives are not stick in the muds. We like to drink. At least I do.
Really?
We like to drink and party a little bit. So that's something to get out and do. So we'll definitely do this. So what's a good phone number for you?
Well, if you want to talk about events, I'm the one who does the events. So just call me directly, 734-320-1841. And if you want to call the golf course to set up a tee timer or something, it is 734-662-5144.
And if you, you know, didn't get all that, you can look at currentonline.com. Yeah.
Courant.com.
Yeah. Exactly.
There's a nice ad in the paper.
Sure.
And you've been advertising with
us. The ad's in the paper, and it'll tell you the website to go to if you want to see the barn. If you want to see Sutton Barn, it's SuttonBarn.com.
Oh, imagine that. And wow, what's the odds of that happening?
Yeah, we got SuttonBarn.com, and it has all the pictures of the barn and the different venues that are available. There's three different venues. You know, there's the barn, there's the cellar patio, and then we have a beautiful pavilion. So, you know, pick your venue and tell me what you want to do, and I'll help you figure it all out.
Okay. So what size parties would you imagine? What would be the largest group you might have in there?
Well, if we're going to do
Thurston High School
we can do a couple hundred
reunion.
People, easy. A couple hundred people if you want to do family reunions, corporate picnics and things like that at the pavilion. And it's got a fishing pond and horseshoes and fire pit and pavilion and gazebo. The barn for weddings without a tent, so just using the barn and the cellar patio and so on and so forth, probably the most I'd want to do is 120. Mm-hmm. And then after that, we'd want to get a tent,
okay,
which is no big deal. The company that can do that. So, if you get a tent, how many do you want?
Right, so there's a flexibility that other venues don't provide because you're not paying to rent this humongous place for only 120 people. Mm-hmm. And yet, if you have more than 120, 200, 300, you can accommodate that. Plus the surroundings, like you said, it's a nice place to walk around, see what else is on the grounds. And are there any packages like have your event and nine holes or something like that? Is there anything
we do if we're going to book. I have a couple brides coming out tomorrow to look at the facility, and they have the small weddings. They're 80 to 100 people, which is perfect really for our venue without having to do anything else. And I'm sure we can throw in, like, for your bachelor party, some golfing and
so on and so forth.
I mean, again, this is our first year presenting it, so I'm very flexible with what we can do. What do you need? We'll put some different packages together. But I'll tell you what, when you look at my pricing and you see what we rent a barn for, we are so reasonable compared to what the other barns go for. Because being my first year, I'm just renting it to get the exposure.
Right.
Now, my best friend, he lives in Brighton.
Okay.
And his father-in-law, their family, his wife's family, owned 100 acres out in Brighton and farmed it forever and a day. And actually, their house, the parents' in-laws' house, was built around a log cabin.
Oh, nice.
So when you went into the house and you went far enough in, you were actually in a log cabin.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And Jesse died a few years ago. And so his widow sold off the property, and they subdivided. Now, they had given my friend Jim and his wife Helen, they're both my friends, a house up on a hilltop overlooking this. So we used to be able to actually shoot off his front porch down into farmland. Now there is a residential community there. It's all subdivided. But they took the barn. This is where that's going. They took the barn from like 1840 or something like that with all peg construction, very few nails in it. And they took the barn and they did not level it, and they made a community center for that.
Oh, that's
for
neat.
That subdivision that they had built, homeowners association and all that. So that's a barn can be a very nice venue. I went to a wedding out in Saline. I thought, we went way out past Saline, and the reception, not the wedding, but the reception was held in a barn. It's a very nice place to have a reception, even business luncheons. Any kind of business function that you might be having, you want to impress your clients.
Sure.
Yeah.
We've done several events. And then for the weddings, we had a gazebo built for the ceremony. So we have the gazebo that overlooks the pond and the ninth green. So we have the facility for the ceremony. And then you just walk to the barn and you have the upstairs and the lower level. And it's just great. You're right. It's a memorable place to be at. You will never forget you were there.
And you can see it. I remember seeing the pictures online. It's a very good a pictorial of what's available at SuttonBarn.com.
Yes, we have a good picture. If you go to the website gallery, it's called the gallery, and it has all the pictures. Because we did a big wedding last year, and I did it. It was for a relative because I really wasn't prepared last year, but I did a wedding for a relative, and it was just beautiful.
Yeah, great,
awesome. All right, well, you'll have to keep us updated.
I will.
We're going to get hold of you and see if we can't start getting a little Tea Party activity action. Going. In fact, yeah. We've got a caller who wants to. Oh, he's gone now. We would have got to him after the break. But Ken, call us back if you want. Sorry, we're going to pick up after the break and we'll continue this discussion. But thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for inviting me. This was wonderful. Yeah,
well,
I appreciate it.
We're wishing you luck. We've got to support our people putting businesses into Whitmore Lake and Northfield Township. So I'm glad you're here and I'm glad you're making that place into a new go-to destination.
We're very happy to do it. And our golfers and the people that come there are very happy that we kept it as a golf course and didn't develop it, which is what we want to do. We want to keep it as a golf course and a place for the community to gather.
It's a type of conservatism. Yeah. Yeah. Say it for me, Gary.
I mean, everything.
Conservatism? Yeah.
Everything is going to subdivisions. Yeah. Everything's, you know, being built up.
Great. Well, thanks, Susan. And
thank you.
We're going to go take a break, Derek, and when we come back, we'll get into the politics as usual.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for having me. Bye.
It's time now for Wham! Talk 1600's Community Calendar with Brandon Drake.
Each year, children are placed into foster homes due to circumstances beyond their control. Their home life has been disrupted, and they are in need of a strong, stable place to live until they are able to return home. Caring homes are needed to provide a safe place for these children to live until they can return to their birth families. Homes are needed for children of all ages, especially teenagers. Girlstown Foundation, a nonprofit organization, has served children and families in the Metro Detroit area since 1958. Your help is needed. Interested people can call 734-697-4804 extension 241 or visit girlstownfoundation.org. The Detroit Institute of Arts is one of the premier art museums in the United States. It's home to more than 60,000 works that comprise a multicultural survey of human creativity from ancient times through the 21st century. From the first Van Gogh painting to enter a museum, to Diego Rivera's world-renowned Detroit industry murals, the DIA's collection is known for its quality, range, and depth. For more information, call 313-833-7900 or visit www.dia.org. Check out the wide variety of educational fun events put on by the Ann Arbor District Library for kids preschool through 12th grade. All library facilities can be reached by phone through the main switchboard at 734-327-4200, or you can visit www.aadl.org. Check it out.
You've been listening to the Wham! Community Calendar. To have your event publicized, email community at whamradio.com or write to Brandon Drake, COWAAM, 4230 Packard Road, Ann Arbor, 48108. Wham! Talk 1600. In touch with your community.
A&H Lawn Service in Saline serves all of Southeast Michigan. Co-founders Tim and Brandon have been offering professional lawn maintenance since 1991. Landscape construction, lawn and landscape maintenance, irrigation systems, winterizing, and snow removal. Let A&H Lawn Service help your business with landscaping solutions for today and tomorrow. Tim and Brandon have the professional experience you can count on. Call them today at 734-429-5778. See how their business can help your business. Visit A&H Lawn Service online at ahlawncare.com. Better yet, call Tim and Brandon today at 734-429-5778. Find out how they can make your business look a whole lot better. That's A&H Lawn Service, ahlawncare.com.
Hi, I'm Tim Austin, the A in A&H Lawn Service. Brandon and I started our landscape business in 1991 and grown our business into a full-service landscape and landscape maintenance company. We would love to add your name to our list of happy customers.
Everywhere is freaks and heroes, dykes and fairies. Tell me where is sanity.
And welcome back. Thanks for tuning in to Catch Our Drift. You want to catch that door behind you there?
Well, sure.
If you don't mind. Let's see how that is. Anyways, we were talking with Susan Nyani last segment there, and that is a great place. And I wanted to, you know, it's something I'm glad we brought it up was the Tea Party, right? And why we're not getting, what happened to all our Tea Party people? That's a good question, isn't it?
I think burnout after a while, especially with 8 years of Obama.
Yeah.
You know, 8 years of Obama, it can just like, well, what do we, you know, we don't see the feedback from the leadership we a lot of us felt burned.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, like, there, yeah, you took the words right out of my
mouth. McConnell and others that we were counting on, Ryan and the like. You know, we thought we were going to see a real change by electing people in waves, and it hasn't happened.
Yeah. And here's Ken. Let's take a call from Ken in Livonia. Ken, welcome to the show. Go ahead on the Tea Party, Ken.
Well, I think the day of the Tea Party is gone because of a few different factors. First of all, I personally, and I've talked to a lot of friends of mine that are doing the same thing, is we're done with politics. We're done with the Republican Party. We're sitting it out. Why are we doing this? Because we actually do believe in what the Bible teaches us, and that is the future has already been written. And the Bible shows us what kind of future we're going to have. And we don't believe there's a snowball's chance in Hades of changing the course from where we're standing now to the last day that the world exists before Christ returns.
Well, Ken, you and I have had a number of theological differences over the years, and this is going to be another one, I think. I believe we're called to be stewards. I believe we're called to do what we can to influence the culture that we're in, you know, the thing about being salt. And so I think our votes are important, if nothing else, that we stood when no one else stood. And we are going to stand accountable before our judge someday. And he says, you know, you sat that one out, you know?
Well, here's the difference between my faith and what we teach and others. Now, we believe that it's my job as a Christian and my job as a member of my church to do the main focal point of spreading the gospel, bringing people to Christ. That's my job.
Well, I understand. Agreed.
And since the Bible tells me you are strangers in this land, heaven's your home, we believe that, I believe to get involved politically is not where God wants me. Let others get involved with politics. That's not where God wants me. There again, the future has already been written, and there's nothing that anybody is going to do that's going to change the future.
Yeah. All right. Well,
it's written in the Bible. It's written in stone.
Yeah. Well, yeah, so but you and I don't. But you and I don't know exactly.
Though, okay.
But well, as far as the Tea Party, now me and a lot of my friends, when it first started, we got involved. Now, I've talked to Bible believing Baptists, Presbyterians, Reformed.
Yeah, but hold on, Ken. Hold on a second, because what you're making it sound like the Tea Party is nothing but Christian, conservative, religiously active people. And that's far, far, far from the truth. Because I was a Tea Party guy, and I'm still actually a member, I think, of the one you guys are at. Mm-hmm.
You are, actually.
And I am not a go-to-Sunday church, go-to-church every Sunday kind of guy. And there are, I would beg to say that while most Tea Party people do believe in Christ and do believe in the Bible, not all of them are the active like you are and like Ed is. You guys are super active in your...
Gary from Hazel Park.
But I think a lot of the Tea Party didn't. And I don't believe for a second that they're not knocking your religion. It's kind of dark when you say the future's already written and we're going to have the Armageddon and the end of times and blah, blah, blah. That's great. But I'm not buying that because it's just too pessimistic.
In the meantime, there's a school board that needs to be told, no, you can't be letting the boys in the girls' room and vice versa.
Exactly.
And Jesus wants us to do something about
that. Exactly. And then, Ken, I always say this, don't sit this one out because you know what? We've got more and more people who believe in Islam running for public office, and if Christians like yourself say, I'm not going to support the Republicans or the Tea Party or anyone else because they don't agree with my form of religion, well, then you're just giving a leg up to the people of Islam who are running for office. You know what I mean? So please.
But the point that you're missing that I'm trying to explain is that
Ken, we're up on a hard break, unfortunately. I think I know where you're going with it, though, but I do appreciate the call. We're at the hard break. So thanks,
Ken,
for the call.
We'll talk to you next week.
Let me try with pleasured hands to take you in the sun to promise love.
People are always on the move, driving to work, hauling the kids to practice. How do they keep up to date? They listen to Wham Talk 1600 just like you. If you're a business owner, your message can reach these people wherever their travels take them. People tune to Wham Radio for intelligent conversation with hosts like Joe Pags, Glenn Beck, Theron X, and Dana Lesh. And they'll stay tuned for your message as well. Call 734-971-1600 today and advertise your business on Wham Talk 1600 and whamradio.com.
Fox News Radio, I'm Karen McHugh. Police in Santa Fe, Texas say shooting suspect Demetrius Pogortzis has confessed to Friday's high school massacre that killed 10 and wounded as many.
Pogortzis was known to be a quiet kid, a bit of a loner around here. He wore a black trench coat on most days to classes. It was under that black trench coat that he hid the two guns that he used to carry out the carnage. He had no criminal record.
Fox's Doug McElway. Democrats used their weekly address to focus on a farm bill that failed to pass Friday, saying that American farmers deserve better.
We reject this farm bill. We demand more for our farmers, for our rural and urban communities, and for our nation's hungry. We can do so much more for them. We will not settle for a bill that underdelivers on all levels. It is a congressional failure.
Ohio Representative Marsha Fudge, Fox News. We report, you decide.
Your bridge to recovery and wellness is WellBridge. WellBridge is redefining the rehabilitation and nursing care experience with the most amazing care facilities you've ever seen. All WellBridge locations offer a resort-like atmosphere, and their driving goal is to provide each guest with an epic experience. Here's former patient Chris Tangeman from Howell.
I had back surgery. I had to go there for like 3 or 4 weeks, and let me tell you, they were just superb. I'm in this industry. I'm an LPN, and I mean, they're just excellent. The aides, the nurses, everybody. I thought especially that their therapy department was just phenomenal, and I would absolutely recommend WellBridge.
For rehabilitation and nursing care, ask for something epic. Ask for WellBridge. In Brighton, Fenton, Novi, and Pinckney, now looking for talented nurses and certified nurse assistants to join their growing team, WellBridge invites everyone to learn more about them at thewellbridgegroup.com. WellBridge, your bridge to recovery and wellness starts here.
At General RV, it's the 2018 model year closeout sale. We're overstocked. So this Wednesday to Sunday, we're closing out all 2018s with the deepest discounts of the year. Motorhomes, fifth wheels, toy haulers, and trailers are all on sale. Get the best prices on all the best brands. Save thousands on RVs from Fleetwood, Winnebago, Coachmen, Jayco, and more. Don't miss the 2018 model year closeout sale at General RV in Wixom, White Lake, Brownstown, and Mount Clemens.
Set your dial for Eddie's Caravan, a doo-wop extravaganza for all you guys and dolls, and some hepcat jive for all you beatniks. I'm Fast Eddie Krasny, inviting you to join me for a cruise back in time through the streets of Ann Arbor, circa 1962. I know the way, because I live there.
Don't miss Eddie's Caravan with Fast Eddie, Saturday evenings at 6 on Wham!
Welcome back. Thanks for
Let it play.
I like that tool. We got a show to do, man.
Oh, okay.
They only yell at me if I'm doing music all hour, right? Sometimes I'd love to do that, but someday, maybe, right?
Yep.
Can I be a DJ? I want to be a DJ.
Yeah.
Anyways, and tonight, if you like music, AM 1600.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Got the greatest weekend music rock and
review.
Show. That's right. It's awesome.
So, that stays on all night at our house, you know, with the Bone Conduction Music Show.
Yes.
Fast Eddie Krasny and
it's great.
I really like Greasy Skillet. I have really come to appreciate that show. Yeah. And then Dan's show, of course. Yeah.
It's good music.
Yeah.
Good music. All right. Well, let's take care of a little business. If you're looking for something to do tonight, head to Burroughs Roadhouse out in West Brighton. It's on Brighton Road there, I think it is.
Yep.
And you can call them at 810-227-6000. You might want to make reservations because sometimes it gets a little busy. And they also do some live music. They do brunches on Sunday. Starting next week, on Thursday, they have the Open Patio Band. Yep. It is awesome.
Hey, you tell them we sent you. Tell them we sent you, too. Tell them the Drift sent you. Tell them Current sent you.
Yep. CurrentOnline.com. There's a great big ad in the paper.
With coupons.
And you've got some coupons for the brunch and $15 off any four dinner entrees, which is a lot.
Take advantage.
Yeah, take advantage of that. So check it out, 810-227-6000, or you can go to burrows-roadhouse.com. Tell Jim that you heard it here on The Drift or in currentonline.com.
It's a destination. Make it your destination.
Yeah, exactly right. All right, let's take a quick call from Joe in Wyandotte. Joe, welcome to the show.
Hello, guys. How's it going?
Good. Hey, and I was just thinking of you because if you want to email me, Gary@thedailydrift.com, I'm looking at an email from you. You've got something coming up on June 8th. Do you want to talk about that?
Well, it's the Taylor Republican Club out of the city of Taylor, obviously. And
what a coincidence.
They meet on the second Fridays of every month at the Denny's on Eureka and Taylor at 6 o'clock, but June will be the month that they always have their picnic, and I just thought I'd invite you guys out as my guests for that.
Well, thank you. Yeah, and that's at the Ford Senior Pavilion, which is 6750 Troy off of Ecorse Road near Telegraph there.
Yeah, there'll be hamburgers and hot dogs and potato chips and potato salad and, you know, cupcakes or whatever, all that good stuff to pig out on.
Okay, good. Yeah. Anything else, Joe?
I was calling about the farm bill.
All right, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, it's one of those things that, you know, I'm kind of torn on because I normally will side with the Freedom Caucus, and I appreciate them trying to pull Ryan to the right and get some things done. But they kind of held up the farm bill on immigration issues. And what worries me is while they ended up getting this farm bill voted down in the House, what will probably happen is the Stabenow bill in the Senate, which won't have any of the welfare reforms or subsidy cuts in it, will end up getting passed and signed.
Yeah, it's aggravating. Once again, the Republicans spend so much time infighting, and I think part of it is a weak. I say what you want about Paul Ryan. I'm glad he's leaving, frankly. I don't think he's been a good speaker. He's done some good things. He's done some things that I don't think are so good. He's not my favorite guy, and I'm frankly happy to see him leaving, and I'm hoping we're going to get a better speaker next time around here. But you're right, and this goes back to what our earlier conversation, too. The Republicans are not performing. For crying out loud, folks, you've got the House, you've got the Senate, you've got the presidency. Republicans should be making huge progress, and yet they spend so much time infighting, which is completely different from the Democrats. The Democrats lock arms and never fight when they've got control because they push. But Republicans, and maybe that's part of our strength, part of our weakness, right? We've got a more diverse party than the Democrats, obviously. But, man, things like this, you need to get done. The wall, build it, get a farm. Get rid of some of those farm bill subsidies, man. I was listening to Gruber earlier this week, and, you know, I've said it for years. Why are we subsidizing a lot of these things for farmers, like the sugar bill, right? Why are we subsidizing a bunch of farmers for sugar? That stuff just drives me insane.
Yeah, well, like you said, the Democrats vote in lockstep. They did, of course, against the farm bill because, of course, they want the pork-laden Senate version.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's what it is. It's a special interest. Anything else, Joe?
No, that was it.
All right, my man. We'll stay in touch with us, and we'll talk to you later.
All right. Take care, my friends. Love you.
See you, Joe. Love you, too. See ya. Let's take a call from Walter in Belleville. Walter, welcome to the show.
All right, man. Get ready.
Go ahead, man.
Born ready. Come on, man.
All right, that's T.D. Snake. I changed his name from T.D. Jakes to T.D. Snake when he endorsed Obama. Okay, now, a rebuttal to Ken. Much as I love Ken, his comments, great comments, every time he called in. I have to say, there's a saying, and Ed knows it. Maybe you know it too, Gary. It's called, you can be so earthly minded that you ain't no heavenly good, or you can be so heavenly minded that you ain't no earthly good.
Yeah, well,
when it comes to politics.
Yeah, yeah. And I think I know where you're going, but go ahead, keep going.
Proverbs 29:2. Why Christians should be involved in politics and making a change. When the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. But when the wicked man rules, the people groan. Did we do a lot of that when Osama Ali Obama was the president? We did a lot of moaning and groaning, complaining, and everything else.
Yeah, yeah, and just because we've got Trump and the Republicans in charge, now is not the time to sit back and say, I'm not going to support them because they're not exactly what I want. They're not doing exactly what I support. This is the time to double down our efforts in 2018 and try and go for 60 votes in the Senate and maintain or enlarge our lead in the House, because you know what? The Democrats will take us right back, and they can reverse everything we've done in the last 18
right.
months. So people, hey, get out there, and if you're a Christian and you're not happy right. with Trump, or you're not happy with the Republicans, then doggone it, push somebody in the primary that's more suited to you. But don't give up. And after the primary is over with, you support the guy that's in the Republican position, because you know what? He may not be exactly what you want, but he's far better than any alternative you're going to get from the Democrats.
Yeah.
So don't sit back on your haunches and wait and say, he's not exactly what I want. You take the best you can get at the time, and you vote for him, and try harder next time to replace him with somebody else in the primary.
These are the same people. Great, great statement, Gary. These are the same people with that mentality, even though he probably wouldn't have been the greatest Republican president if he had won.
Yeah.
These are the same people, and I call some of them first-class hypocrites. They stayed at home, did not vote for Mitt Romney because he was a Mormon, and I guarantee you if they had an employer, a supervisor who wrote their checks, they would have worked for him. There's hypocrites in every bunch. There's hypocrites when you go to the grocery stores. It's checking you out. You're not going to go to that grocery store because this person is a Mormon. You don't know who's who.
Yeah.
So these are the same people who didn't vote for Mitt Romney, who would have been a lot better than Osama Obama. They stayed at home, complained. Well, he's a Mormon. Some of these people, they were no more religious than Mitt Romney, where I see some of these Christians, they're big hypocrites.
Yeah. Well, great.
When the evil evil continues to prevail when the good people sit on a duff and do nothing.
Yep. Well, great comments, Walter. We got Pat Kalbeck calling in on the next line here. So thanks for the call, and we'll talk to you again.
I'm out.
Take care.
See you, Walter.
All right, let's take a call from Pat Kalbeck, running for governor. Hey, Pat, how are you?
Hey, great to be with you guys. Sorry, I just got off the Capitol steps. We were talking about March for Our Rights today, and making sure everybody respects those fundamental rights, such as our Second Amendment rights and our First Amendment rights, and frankly, all those rights that the government hasn't been granted by we the people. So it's great to see everybody out there asserting them.
Yeah, so you had a good turnout today?
Yeah, it wasn't great turnout. I mean, we had showers essentially right up until 1 o'clock was when it was supposed to start, but you know, God is good. Right at 1 o'clock, all of a sudden, it stops raining, and we got a chance to get out there. So people have been drifting in. Pardon the promo there. drifting in ever since the rain stopped. And
so I'll take that. Out. I'll take that as God's giving you an endorsement.
Yeah, I'll take it. He definitely helps us out more than we deserve. So.
So what are you doing tonight, sir? I was thinking we should get together tonight. Are you busy?
Today's kind of a crazy day. Actually, I started out today talking to the Michigan Association of Government Employees, where I was the first Republican gubernatorial candidate in over 38 years to actually address all the state employee unions. And we talked about, right to work and defined benefits. And it was a great event. I actually had people following me out afterwards saying that they wanted to volunteer for my campaign. They said, I'm actually a Democrat, but I appreciate your straight talk and the fact that you don't do the usual political, speak. And so it was really refreshing, actually. And I just got off the March for Rights discussion in Lansing. Now we're heading out to a Trump rally out in Grand Rapids. And then tonight we come out to Livonia, which, David Barton is going to be there. And there's still tickets available out at the Livonia Victory Center at 7 Mile in Farmington, and the event starts at 7. If you get there at 6:30, that's great. But David Barton is a fountain of knowledge on our America's founding fathers and the principles upon which we're founded. And he's actually at least partially responsible for me getting involved in politics. I watched a documentary called America's Godly Heritage that originally, that's the first thing that got me interested in politics. And so David's a little bit to blame there.
I watched him do a presentation at Imagine Theater in Canton, I think a couple years ago for the guy who was running for representative.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
Thank you. The name was escaping me. And it was very, very interesting. And I'm looking forward to, I'll see you there tonight. Yeah, my wife and I made reservations, and I encourage anybody else who's listening still, there is still time to get in. If you want to contribute $50 per person to the Colbeck campaign, this is a great way to do it because you get something cool out of it like this, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. So actually, we'll be talking about my book a little bit there as well. So I don't know if you've had a chance to read it yet. We're going to have for your listeners that want a free download of my book, it's going to be available next weekend. And I don't know if we've talked about it yet, but it's called Wrestling Gators, Outsider's Guide to Drain the Swamp. And it talks about how government really works on the inside.
Oh, that'll be a good one, Pat. We'll have to download that.
You're going out to Grand Rapids now and then heading back by tonight?
Yep, welcome to a statewide gubernatorial race.
Right. So Pat, talk to us a little bit about your internal...
I'm actually going to Bay City before that.
Yeah. What's your internal polling telling you, Pat? Because I just don't see the support for Schuette that should be putting him in the lead based on these other polls we're seeing. I don't think the name recognition, I don't think matters for Schuette. I just don't see him as the front runner. I don't.
No, I don't either. And we've seen straw poll after straw poll. I mean, these are where we've actually seen 75% or more of the vote going to us. And that's the last four official straw polls, plus the last two major events where they've had a debate watch party, almost 100% of the people watching it, the vote goes to us. And really, for us, it's just a battle of name recognition.
Yeah.
The more people recognize what we've been doing, what we plan on doing as next governor, it's a no-brainer because just like today, talking to the government employees, they appreciate the straight talk. They appreciate somebody that is trying to do the right thing, that's prioritizing their best interests, and I like our trajectory. We've got a very, very good chance of winning this, and frankly, we're the only ones that can win it in the general election. There's no enthusiasm for any of the other candidates on the Republican side of the ticket. The only way we're going to win is by getting people out to vote in the general election, and we've got the enthusiasm for our campaign. We're the only ones who got on the ballot with complete volunteer effort for our
and that's huge.
Signatures. And we are they can't keep signs in stock. I mean, we're going through
that's why I can't get one
thousands of yard signs, so it's a very good sign. And we got to break this cycle where we have 8 years of a Republican governor followed by 8 years of a Democrat, and I think we're the only campaign that's going to be able to do that.
Yeah. Hey, so let me ask you, have you guys reached out to like the Hannity, the Laura Ingraham, the Tucker? You know what I mean? Because that's where you're going to get so much name recognition from Republicans for that primary. Because if they see you, and I see other candidates advertising on Fox, I'm thinking primary-wise, that's
the Hannity endorsement. You have the Hannity endorsement, right?
Well, it gets a little tricky. Remember when I talked about the Muslim Brotherhood Association of Al-Sayed?
Yeah.
Yeah, so Hannity endorsed me, and then his producer got a little skittish because we were taking them on and asked for a retraction.
So, Hannity was gutless. I'm going to have to Twitter that one out.
Oh,
yeah, so that wasn't. Yeah, thank
you. You heard it here, folks.
We do have the endorsement of Kamal Saleem, Bob Lutz, automotive legend Bob Lutz, former chief economist of Comerica Bank, David Littman. Because I actually look at the expense side of the equation, we got the endorsement of Katherine Engelbrecht with True the Vote.
Yeah,
because I'm the one that I called for the investigation into voter fraud in the last election, where we identified 31 counts of voter fraud, and sure enough, the attorney general hasn't prosecuted a single one of them, but he takes credit for protecting our vote. And so we've got the endorsement of folks like David Barton, who we're going to be out here tonight with. We've got the endorsement of, and this is still pending, we're going to have the final release to everybody, or formal release next week, but Lieutenant General Jerry Boykin, the founder of or founding member of the Delta Force, Green Beret, the guy who Manuel Noriega actually surrendered to, he's endorsed my candidacy because he's actually dug into the truth of what's going on and the stands that I've made. And we're gonna work on Hannity and get him to make sure he has all the information and get him back on the team. But
well, I wanted to ask you if he was going to have you on the show because I thought you still had his endorsement.
Yeah, well, even if you don't have his endorsement, Hannity should be interviewing you.
Absolutely. Well, here's what happened: the Dawood Walid out of CARE, Council on American Islamic Relations, went out and started trying to attack all of my supporters, and everybody else is held firm because they got the truth. They delved into it, and for many of your listeners who aren't aware of it, we actually got Abdul Sayed in front of 150 members of the Michigan Press Association, got up there and said, you know, you may not hate Muslims, but Muslims definitely hate you, and he's saying that to me, and that's the truth. He showed his true character because it got under his skin because I actually provided the details, the facts associated with his affiliations with a terrorist organization, Muslim Brotherhood. I'm not anti-Muslim. I'm not racist or anything.
Same here.
I just highlighted that some people seek to undermine our system of government, and they need to be called out.
Yeah, and he's one of them. It's just that simple. I'm hoping that he does not make it through the primary. Maybe he should make it through, because I think he's easy to beat, frankly.
Oh, bring him on in the general. Either way, we're ready. And because we've got a principled solutions message, we focus on eliminating the state personal income tax. We got a plan to lower auto insurance rates by 40% or more while retaining lifetime benefits for those who need it. We've got the plan for getting rid of crony capitalism and getting rid of Common Core. There's a message that we have resonates with the people because it's the people's agenda. And I'm sick and tired of special interests running the roost out at Lansing. And I've got a track record of actually serving the best interests of the people, not the lobbyists.
Yeah. Senator Colbeck, we have an important announcement to make. Gary?
You have the Drift's endorsement. You certainly have.
Excellent.
Yeah, you certainly have my endorsement. And I know you have Ed's endorsement.
Endorsement of the current newspaper.
There you go. So definitely,
you guys. Much appreciated.
Yeah, and Pat, make sure you put an editorial together on one of these items and get it to Ed and get it in the paper.
Well, he keeps putting in the Wham pages, so it'd be a little bit redundant.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. You are in the Wham pages. I always forget. Okay, so what else, Pat? You've got so many great ideas, and it just bothers me that over the last 8 years, the Republicans in Lansing just cut you out. And instead, they continue with it, which is what put our governorship in at risk right now. I think if Rick Snyder had been more conservative and gotten more things done, we'd easily be looking for another Republican term, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, actually, and that's part of the reason why I wrote the book Wrestling Gators. I wanted people to understand
what was the title of that book again?
Wrestling Gators, Outsider's Guide to Drain the Swamp. It's available on Amazon in paperback and in Kindle form. And if you wait till next, I mean, obviously we'd prefer it if you bought it, but if you wanted to wait till this weekend to just download a free copy, on Memorial Day weekend, we're going to make it available, you know, 1,000 copies available for a free download.
Nice.
And we really want to get the word out. We want people to understand how they can influence the halls of government. And this is really intended to be a toolkit for grassroots to understand how they can exert influence and how they can call out elected officials that aren't acting in their best interest.
Yeah, excellent. Well, Pat, this show is open for you. If you can ever find a Saturday off for an hour, we'd love to have you come in and sit with us.
Yeah, hear him laugh.
I mean, well, you heard today's schedule.
I'm glad you were listening like to the show and thought to call in today, you know?
Well, thank you guys for everything you do to get the truth out, and it really is important. We need informed voters, and you're not going to get it by reading the free press or the news. You guys are the beacons of truth out there, and all the folks at Wham do such a great job of making sure that this is about the mission. It's not about the money. It's about making sure that people are informed, they understand what's going on out in our world around us, and really appreciate what you do.
And one last time, where are you going to be tonight?
I'm going to end the night in Livonia at the Livonia Victory Center with David Barton. He's going to be speaking. If you get there at 6:30, it'd be great to see you there. There's a $50 charge to come in, but really what we're trying to do is just raise a little bit of money, let people want to see radio ads and TV ads for our campaign. Well, this is one way to get it out there and make that happen. So it would be great to see you out there. Once again, Livonia Victory Center. Get out there at 6:30 p.m. at 7 Mile in Farmington area, up on the northwest corner there, and it would be great to see you all out there.
And listen to David Barton.
Yep. All right, yep. Thanks, Pat. We know you got to run. Have a great day.
All right, knock them alive, you guys.
All right, take care.
Bye-bye.
Bless you.
Let's take a call from Gary in Hazel Park. Gary, welcome to the show.
Hey, gentlemen. You know, Senator Pat Kolpeck, as a man, okay, he stands out above the rest, which in normal times would not be possible, because in normal times the rest of us would be equal to him. But our society has fallen so far that a man who just stands for principle and logic and reason looks different than the rest of us. And that's pathetic.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how immoral our society has become, that when truth be told, people want to make him out to be the bad guy like the Democrats have tried to do to Pat just because he spoke the truth. That was just facts he was spouting, and Abu al-Sayed comes off and has to bring the hate, as he did, on live screen, and we put it up on the Drift. I think you can see it there as
What's the quote from 1984? It says, in an age of lies, the truth is an act of rebellion, something like that?
Yeah. I don't know if it's from that show or movie or book, but I know the quote, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't.
And
I just know
it
close.
That's where we're in.
Yeah. What else you got, Gary?
I'm in. You guys don't want to hear my personal problems. But
no, but you're in our prayers.
Well, yes, we'll say prayers for you, Gary.
Okay, you do that.
All right. Take care.
All right. Bye now.
Thanks, brother.
All right. So we don't have but a minute or two left, I think, right, Derek? I did want to talk a little bit about the alleged, get your thoughts on the alleged mole in the Trump campaign, because they're trying to spin it like he's investigating, right?
Have you heard the name most bandied about? I think
Stephen
it's pronounced
Halper?
Halper, yes. So this guy was a former classmate of Bill Clinton's at Oxford, and then I gather he worked as an advisor to the Clinton administration, which would be the Bill Clinton administration.
Yeah.
And so how he ended up in the Trump campaign is beyond me. He actually was an act of infiltration without any background checks.
Yeah. Once again, you got to chalk it up to naivete, right?
Mm-hmm.
The Trump campaign, they were not politicians.
Yeah.
Which is why they allowed to have so many people come in that were probably not the right people you'd want to be trusting. Right,
mm-hmm.
And thus all the leaks.
Well, this makes it appear more as an act of an actual formal act of espionage, so to speak, as opposed to somebody who was there and became discontented. No, this is somebody who wanted to get in for that purpose.
And I've seen on Twitter some documentation that shows he was getting paid by the FBI, or at least by the federal government, right?
Wonderful.
So we'll see when the IG report comes out.
Yeah,
eventually. It's going to take time. We'll get drips and drabs, but it is coming. So, folks, stay tuned. Watch for the IG report, and watch as the cockroaches and the rats start to scramble, because light is coming.
All right.
Okay. Till next week, we'll see you all then. Go to currentonline.com. Go to thedailydrift.com. Take care.
Bye. God bless you.